The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Remember, holiday season, we got a merch shop. The Fan's merch shop open for your holiday shopping. Go to 106.7thefanshop.com. Huge selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. I told you when I had my appearance last week, I had the Hail Mary shirt. I think that one's popular.
Very good.
A lot of good shirts there. You can get some Junkies gear. Order now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com. That is how you get to the merch shop.
They have some good stuff in there, too, honestly.
Get those Christmas and holiday gifts. And denim.
I've said multiple times that I think all the junk should have all the shirts. We're like a perfect marketing vehicle.
We are walking billboards.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of crazy.
Definitely.
So yesterday we got the specific news on Alex Ovechkin's injury.
Mm-hmm.
After some speculation for a couple of days, we find out he has a fractured left fibula and is out 4 to 6 weeks.
I think we kind of get credit for breaking that. Like, as a show. I think we were the first ones to really kind of go hard and say
yeah.
that.
I mean, you had a source.
I know, Dravy had a source. I think
guys had multiple sources.
A lot of people had sources.
I mean, we threw it out as a possibility also throughout the MCL possibility.
As MCL is what I thought originally. But then somebody told me, you know, basically, wink, wink, broken fibula or tibia. I still don't know the difference. I think the fibula is like a smaller.
I could look it up. I don't know.
I looked it up. I think if it's the right one, it's the smaller one.
I think the tibia is like your shin bone, and then the fibula is the one that kind of like loops around.
The fibula is the one on the outer portion of the leg.
Right. Yeah.
It's the skinnier one. Tibia yeah. is the fatter the interior bone.
It supposedly it has to do whether or not you need surgery or not, it has to be with like how the break is. So I think he's got the better version of whatever the break could be, whether it's like jagged or if it's, you know, up and down or however the hell it is. So I mean, all in all, it's I guess good news, but the bad news is, you know, listen, this guy's a force. I would never bet against him, but they're saying 4 to 6. So that means,
and
like,
they're going to miss him on ice.
15 to 20 some games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's
a lot of games.
Big chunk of the season.
He's the team captain.
That's a quarter of the season.
He's their leading goal scorer. He's number two in points. He's first in shots. He's second in hits.
He's second in hits still?
Yes. Four power play goals.
He's so physical. I think all time in hits in the league, in league history, I want to say he's top four.
So
might be top three.
So he has 868 goals, needs 27 to pass Gretzky. So it looks like he's going to miss between 13 and 19 games.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd have 45 to 51 games left in the regular season thereafter.
I had a buddy tell me the other night at dinner that he did an event with Ovi, and it was like he had won some like meet and greet with Ovi. And so he spent like 20 minutes with him, whatever, and some other people. He said it was very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little surprised he wasn't as tall as he had imagined. So I don't know what he is, maybe 6 foot.
I think he's listed as 6'2".
Okay, but yeah, I guess he imagined, you know, like a freaking, you know, robot, right? At like 6'2". He said, but then he took a picture with him, and he put his arm around him, and he was like, oh my God, this guy's a tank.
He's a big dude. He's a thick dude.
It's like all muscle, just a tank.
Yeah, could you imagine that guy crunching you into the boards?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it sucks. But they, you know, the good news is they're for real. This is a for real team.
But maybe they need him. Last night they played the Colorado Avalanche, who they beat 5-2 a little over a week ago.
Yeah.
Right? Played them on the road.
Yep.
Beat them 5-2. They lose 2-1 in a game which feels a lot like the games last year when they were struggling to find offense.
But I mean, it feels like a classic letdown spot after coming back off a road trip. You lose the heart and soul of your team. And you know that he's not going to be on the ice for at least a month. I can understand them being a little bit flat in that game last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to take them a little while to figure out who's going to step in and pick up some of this slack, right? But they're getting good goaltending from both guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems like the pieces, the moves they made in the offseason, they got plenty of guys. I mean, maybe Stromer's going to pick it up with some of the scoring. He's done a great job with the assists.
Some of his points are now going to have to shift away from assists to becoming more of a goal scorer like he was last year.
Right. But it is a shock to the system, not only for the fans. Tom Wilson talked about it. He says, this is weird. Like, it's unbelievable that he's actually hurt. It's one of those things like, he's going to miss games? He says, it's new to me. He doesn't go out there and just coast around. He's played for 20 years, every shift, running guys over, you know? And he says he's sure he'll be back stronger than ever and flying around soon, but they're just not used to it.
Cakes, you finally tweeted the it's not your fault.
I did, yes.
From Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, deflected, though.
I'm sorry?
You deflected. You blamed a Russian machine ever breaks.
I did take an opportunity.
I thought an unfair shot.
it's fine.
It's classic.
Hey, when you get backed into a corner, you got to come out swinging.
And classic deflection.
How many people came after you?
Oh, I mean, it was a small but vocal minority. Like John DePompa,
right.
Drab t-shirt. He threw his hat in the ring as well.
Yeah. Drab was pummeling you.
There were definitely people in the mix.
Well, I just can't let Cakes snake his way out of this. And he's going to, and he's going to get the face, and everyone's going to feel bad
because
we like Cakes, and he's such a lovable guy, and we don't want to hurt his feelings, but he did this. And everyone needs to accept it, and so does Cakes.
I have no culpability whatsoever.
It will go on his career tombstone.
I take zero responsibility.
Would you say, as far as this show's concerned, maybe any show here in town, he's the greatest mush in D.C.?
1,000%.
Right.
I mean, there's nothing to say otherwise.
Should I say something about Jaden Daniels this weekend?
And he already did. And if I was a Commanders fan, I'd be very concerned.
What did he say?
Because He guaranteed the win.
Yeah. I know.
Guaranteed.
Like a pretty dominating guaranteed one of these. He's got that Tommy DeVito vibe going.
Ovi never gets injured.
Yeah. Dude, here's a stat. I saw that. I mean, it was incredible. If it's true, did you guys see it? The coincidence.
Yeah. I've had 10
unbelievable
people
that on the 18th, Theismann broke his leg. Alex Smith broke his leg on the 18th, and Ovi breaks his leg on November 18th.
Has it been fact checked?
You know what those all are?
I mean, that could be fake news, but it was enough to jar me.
Hey, didn't Cakes also basically say the Caps were a corpse in the Potomac?
Yes.
When they were down 2-0 in 2019.
I was banking on their...
But that's good. We got the reverse mojo.
Yeah. I'm just saying
there's a lot of evidence.
Remember when he said he wanted pictures of all the loser Panther fans in the crowd, and then the Panthers came storming back and beat the Caps?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun time.
I know what we're doing on November 18th, 2025. We're going to break Cakes' legs.
All I know is I absolve myself of any sort of responsibility and or culpability. If you want to blame somebody, blame Jack. Is it Jack McMahon? The guy who skated through recklessly and clipped Ovi's knee. Please blame him. Right. Don't blame me because I said something into the microphone. It just happened to be a little bit of bad timing.
Now, his injury, not as bad as Joe Theismann or Alex Smith.
Well, of course not. I mean, those were career enders.
Basically. Eventually definitely led to Alex Smith's career endings prematurely. It certainly ended Joe's.
And I did fact check. It does look like it did happen on those dates.
I do apologize. I believe it's Ian Oland who runs Russian Machine. Sometimes breaks. RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com.
Yeah.
He did catch a stray.
Did he reach out to you?
No. But he's a very nice guy. He does good work on his blog.
Yeah, but I did see that you were backed in a corner and you threw him under the bus.
Because my guy Doug McKinney came to my defense, which is not a popular thing to do the last few days.
What did Doug say?
I can tell you that. He just pointed out that RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com has been the name of that dude's blog forever. So he's been tempting fate for a long time.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the track record
understood.
Of the magic I understand touch that you have. Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, yeah. It is remarkable that when Cakes is supremely confident of something, it goes the other way.
I can't help that I have a cosmic effect on the universe things work.
It might be a historic Cakes run if the Cowboys upset the Commanders.
That is true. It's a good point.
Like, it might be historic.
We might have to dunk him or something. Like, we have to do something.
He doesn't like the one-way punishments anymore, but he brought this up on himself.
He did.
Really didn't. But that's fine. You guys want to think that? That's
some
fine.
Some sort of something. Some sort of humiliation ritual.
Let me just say this. Let me make this crystal clear. I will serve no punishment whatsoever if the Commanders lose. Zero.
I love that you're wrestling. Okay.
You know, we need to find a gypsy. to find a gypsy to like reverse the curse.
To counter it.
Yeah.
Reverse mojo it. I don't know. I don't know what we can
do. That's fine.
Maybe could we get somebody to come in here?
You want to find a voodoo witch doctor? That's cool, I'm not sitting in a dunk tank in 40-degree weather just because.
What could have been worse? It could have been worse. He could have torn his Achilles, been out for the season. He's going to be back and still might even break the record this year.
It's going to take an incredible run. What do they call that when an exorcist or somebody, when somebody comes in and they exorcise the demons or
it's an exorcism.
Yeah, an exorcism.
So we do that with Kate? But that's like supposed to be a positive thing, right?
No, but
because you get the demons out. Mm. Is that what an exorcist is?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it he's possessed by a demon.
But it's kind of
he just
like,
has he's just
he's got he, bad mojo. We
he's
need
got
someone
bad luck.
To come in here and get the bad mojo in.
Like a shaman.
He's just a black clown.
Mm-hmm. Like a spiritual new age healer.
Now, the thing is, he's got wonderful kids, beautiful wife, nice family. Everything's good there.
Oh, no. He's lucky in life, unlucky in predictions.
He's the worst predictor ever.
Now what I'm going to have to do is go back and pull receipts on everybody else in this room with their predictions and just shove them in your face.
It just feels like your track record's worse.
I know you won't do that work.
It might be.
It just feels like yours is worse.
I'm probably not going to do that work.
I mean, you're probably the most right on the Commanders.
Immediate boomerang back in your face stuff.
You're most right on the Commanders with record prediction.
I mean, at least for this year. I'm the only one that has them in double-digit wins.
I mean, they haven't gotten there yet.
No, but they're trending that direction.
You don't jinx it over there. Well,
I could guarantee double-digit wins. Then people get really upset.
No. It's got to be organic.
Yeah, it has
that's
to be.
What
yeah,
we've, that's
be
what we've learned from this, is that you kind of have to listen for Cakes being bombastic about something.
Yeah, that Ovi thing just came out of the ether.
Yeah, you can't put a gun to his head and say, make a prediction. Has to be
that's
natural.
That's not the way it works.
Well... We kind of did, when we had Always Bet Against Cakes, the website up, we would ask him, though, it just had to be your gut. Your biggest tingle of the day.
I still get those. Still get them.
Should we bring it back? Can anybody revive
the
site?
Put the paddles to it.
AlwaysBetAgainstCakes.com.
Do we have that IP?
Could someone secure that?
That probably looks so simplistic.
Remember when we were doing the weekend parlay and somebody was secretly keeping track of Cakes and he missed like 18 straight picks?
That's not true.
Yes.
Yeah, we went through it.
Worse than like me who does zero prep for that?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
To push back, I think my record in the touchdown parlay is pretty good, at least this season.
All right. Okay.
It's pretty solid.
You think?
Again, I mean, I know that Anthony Richardson scored this past week, and I picked him. So that's what I'm going off
right.
of. Jake Hubbard's been good
I think I've been on
too.
A cold spell, for sure. A
couple other stories. We mentioned the Thursday night football game. Did you guys notice the sound on Amazon? There was like a banging of a pan or something they couldn't get rid of. It was annoying.
It was a fan.
Did any of you guys notice that?
Yeah, of course. It was going the whole game. It was, I think, a garbage trash can.
Oh, somebody in the stands was banging?
And
it just
it sounded like multiple people, but there's nothing they could do. I mean, you can't be mad at Amazon, or Al Michaels even talked about it.
Right. Yeah.
He was so annoyed by it.
Like, if you have mics all over the field, it's going to catch that noise. Yeah.
I think there was speculation that there was a fence or something, and they were rattling the fence. I don't know.
I don't. Some of those fans are legitimately insane. I mean, it's windy, cold, snowy, just such raw weather. These dudes are...
And they're 2-8.
They're 2-8, and these Cleveland fans are freaking shirtless, pounding beers in a blizzard. I would never in a
That's a different level
that.
Of fandom. You wouldn't see that here. I'm sorry.
Level.
You don't see that here.
That is intense. Mm. I mean, that's... Like, if your team has a flip-flop record, you're 8-2, and you're into it, then... Maybe you're 2-8 and it's the Browns.
They're committed to the bit.
Those are some serious diehards there.
So the Browns stun the Steelers. They win 24-19. Jameis Winston leads them on a game-winning drive. Like I said, to me, the 4th-and-2 was a huge, huge play. And, well, they opted not to go 4th-and-2, and they opted to take the penalty, made it a 3rd-and-7. Browns convert it, then they ultimately score the touchdown. There was also something interesting, man. George Pickens, I noticed this when they played Washington.
Yeah.
That guy's a hothead.
He's a remarkably...
He seems like he's got issues all the time.
He is probably the most immature wide receiver and diva wide receiver in the league. And wide receivers have a reputation for diva-like behavior, but he's like off the charts. Like, I think it was... Maybe it was the Commanders game or one of the recent games where... He got pushed out of bounds, like 4 yards short of a first down, and he starts doing the first down celebration as he's going out of bounds. Like, he's jawing at everybody. He's getting tangled up with guys in piles.
That happened in the Commanders game.
And looking at him. It's ridiculous.
He had a wrestling match in the Commanders game. I can't remember which corner was on him at the time.
Yeah.
But there was an incident. And then last night, did you see the Hail Mary at the end of the game?
I did not.
So Russell Wilson... Got them in position to, I don't know, about the 35-yard line or so. So it wasn't even that far of a Hail Mary. But it's the last play of the game. They need a touchdown to win the game.
Yeah.
So Russell Wilson launches up a moonball. Well, Pickens was out of the end zone.
Right.
Now, that might have been on the defensive back, whatever. Mm-hmm. They got in like a wrestling match. And then the game's over. The Cleveland Browns are able to, you know, bat the ball down. Game's over. And... George Pickens is in the stands, and they're having to, like, separate him. Yeah. He's basically getting in a fight. After the game, he blamed the loss on conditions and the referees. He was saying he was interfered with on one, which I didn't think there was pass interference.
Didn't he also say the Cleveland Browns aren't that good of a team? Like, yes. He's just killing them in the post game. Like, he does not seem like a Mike Tomlin type of guy. Like, that's a weird, like... How does he coexist with him? But
hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And talent.
Again, he coexisted with Antonio Brown for many years, too. And he's a full-on wackadoo as well.
So the corner that got into it with him after the game called George Pickens a fake tough guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Probably accurate. Evie, you're going to love this news. Jason Kelce will begin hosting a late night show on ESPN starting January 3rd.
I thought Jelly Roll was overexposed. Well, I am over the Kelces.
I don't really have animosity towards the Kelces, but if it's has a late night show in front of it, I won't consume it.
It's going to be a 1-hour show. They're going to tape 5 straight Friday nights beginning January 3rd.
Yeah, good luck.
So really, it's the last season. It's the end of the regular season, end of the playoffs leading up to the Super Bowl.
Good
I don't
luck.
Know if it goes beyond that.
Good luck to them.
And it's called, what's it called? They call it Late Night with Jason Kelce.
Yeah, I'll never, ever watch that show. I just won't.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies, coming right back.